I wanted to talk about was actually triggered by a session at the O'Reilly Web 2.0 conference in San Francisco a few weeks ago, where I heard Ev Williams describe Twitter as an information service, and I found the comment intriguing, and I just wanted to share what I felt about that and how it worked for me. To begin with, many people today would prefer to describe any of these as social network services or social software. So the choice of calling something an information service was intriguing. It appeared to achieve a number of things which I felt were worth pointing out. First and foremost, he didn't say news service. Okay? While we use Twitter a lot as news services, he didn't actually say it, and he mentioned specifically information service. So I was thinking to myself as to how I used it, and I wanted to share those use cases with you to see whether it made sense to you as to why he's positioning it that way, why Twitter is being positioned that way. So let's start with saying, if we look at the news element of it, most people think of it as, you know, capturing the stories of the plane on the Hudson or the Mumbai terrorist attacks, the kind of stuff everyone has seen. But news is beyond just the headlines. News is also an alert service. So what I'm expecting to see, what we're already seeing in terms of people being able to subscribe to scores, people being able to subscribe to outcomes of events, is to actually be moving closer to the Internet of Things. Right? We have to start imagining a world where you subscribe to a car park. Okay, there is no reason why every car park in the town that you stay in or the city you stay in doesn't actually have a Twitter feed. And the way you decide which car park you go to is by checking what the status of that feed is. There is no reason why you wouldn't actually subscribe to a traffic light and in order to try and figure out where the traffic's building up, not necessarily in terms of satellite photographs, but the implications of being able to try and subscribe to an Internet of Things to say news is about changes within specific entities, however micro you want to get. And those two use cases are really to try and describe the big difference between, say, a Reuters or a Bloomberg and a Twitter, which is that the normal sort of paradigm that we have for information services is where a small group of people collect information and then publish it to a large group of people. The collection and transmission and distribution of the information isn't necessarily P2P, whereas the news that is on Twitter is actually collected by us. But it's not just news. The reason why it's called an information service is because all three of the things I would normally expect out of information seem to take place. In the first instance, it was the simple alert basis. But to help things, you know, maybe I try to preach too much, but the only other two cases that I really worked on were where I needed advice and where I needed assistance. So alerts, advice, and assistance is how I see Twitter becoming an information center.